This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. It's now time to talk about one of St. Louisans' favorite subjects, where and what to eat. Here for our now regular update on which spots are opening in the St. Louis region, as well as which ones we'll have to visit in gustatory memory, we have STLPR morning anchor and host of the Gateway podcast, Abby Lirico. Welcome back,
Elaine.
Abby.
Hi.
And we also have STLPR digital editor, Jessica Rogan. Welcome back to you as well.
Hey there, Lynn.
So this month of openings and closings is a slimmed down list, so let's get right to it. Jessica, in St. Louis on South Grand, Grand Bistro is now open. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so Grand Bistro is the successor to the beloved St. Louis staple Faux Grand, which closed in 22 after 33 years, provoking mass mourning, I think, among St. Louis.
Depression, maybe.
Depression. Yes. And right away, there's all these rumors that it was coming back. And, you know, even the South Grand Business District like posted about it on their Facebook page. Everyone got all excited, and then nothing happened. And then just this month, on the 2nd, it reopened as Grand Bistro. Still in the same family. Mm-hmm. Son Andrew is now running it. And, you know, I was very curious, is it going to look a lot different? And the answer is not really.
Well, what is different?
Yeah, so it's gone through refresh. The interior is different. It's brighter. And they've added a cocktail menu, just a few cocktails with sort of some Vietnamese themes, like there's like a Grand Bistro Old Fashioned and a Chrysanthemum Highball that is kind of like a bee's knees, but with a spin.
Yeah.
But, you know, thinking about what's similar, like the menu is very similar.
Okay. It's a little shorter, but
it's just a tiny bit shorter. I mean, they've redesigned the menu, so now it's like back in front. Mm-hmm. But I went and I was like, okay, my dish that I always get is on here. Okay. I recognize pretty much everything
what
else
is that
on
dish?
Here. We always get the shaking beef.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And one thing I've always loved about Faux Grand was the rice. It's like really tiny.
Mm-hmm.
A Grand Bistro.
Tiny
I'm happy
rice.
To report, still has tiny rice.
Is that maybe the broken rice? So, I mean, what was it that made it so beloved?
You know, Faux Grand was, you know, it was probably like the first, the region's first Vietnamese restaurant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it didn't start in that same location, but it had been on Grand the whole time. And, you know, it brought a new, you know, culinary experience to St. Louis. And it was just around a really long time. And it was really good.
And yeah. It felt like you didn't have to have a Vietnamese grandmother to feel like you were eating at your Vietnamese grandmother's house when you went in.
Oh, okay. That's always a positive.
Yeah.
So moving on to something that we've talked about before. Abby, is your love of breakfast food. So tell us about the St. Louis Hills restaurant, breakfast corner.
Yeah. You know, I will not discriminate. If you want to have a fancy avocado toast style breakfast place with all these tiny accoutrements and overpriced cocktails, I'll go there. I will also, though, always have a big appreciation for the place with the big plates and the cup of coffee and kind of those standard menu items. And that's what Breakfast Corner is bringing to Hampton, not far from Francis Park in St. Louis Hills. I haven't gotten a chance to eat there yet. My mornings have been a little bit busy lately,
sure.
But I am fully planning on stopping by this one. And crowd favorites seem to be like pancakes, waffles, you know, omelets, kind of the standards. Exactly.
Yeah.
And mocha lattes. So kind of your like local version of a First Watch type of place.
Okay.
So I'm hearing really great things so far.
So big plates, big appetite is what
yes.
you should take. So let's stay with you, Abby, for the next one. Salt and Smoke is opening a place in South County, and this is now its sixth location. So does that now qualify Salt and Smoke as being a barbecue empire?
Yeah, isn't that funny that they are popping up all over the place, and they already have further expansion plans for Kirkwood for later this summer. So they certainly seem to be on the route there. Right now, this new location is near South County Center in Melville, kind of close to the Costco off 55. So with their six locations now, you're probably getting to, if you're having a hard time keeping your St. Louis barbecue places in, if you're having a hard time sorting through them in your brain, this is the one that has, like, I think of it for the sauces. I really like My Sweet Bestie and the mustardlina, the Carolina mustard sauce. Even though I talked to Tom, the owner of Salt and Smoke, a couple years ago, and he says he actually prefers not to use the sauces, but the sauces are kind of, a lot of barbecue folk will say
that
the meat should stand on its own, but I think they have pretty good sauces. So yeah, six, soon to be seven locations at Salt and Smoke.
So Jessica, let's move over to West St. Louis County and go to Baldwin. There's a new pizza place. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's a new pizza place, Mizan Halal Pizza. This immediately caught my eye when I saw it was opening. It is serving up pizzas inflected with Palestinian and Jordanian flavors, owned by Fouad Khalil. So like things like Euro pizzas. And then they also have sort of like more American ones, like hot wings or like buffalo chicken pizza. Mm-hmm. And also they are very proud of their chicken wings. But not too many halal pizza places out there. Definitely, this has to be the first one in Baldwin. I'm very interested to try it out.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a market for it. They're not far from the Islamic Foundation of Greater St. Louis.
Right,
and so
right.
I know that places like Uncle Bill's are really popular for folks there. So being able to go grab pizza, halal pizza, will be really neat.
So again, we're sort of on the lighter side of openings and closings. There weren't that many closings, but one of them, Abby, is Gourmet To Go in Ladue. What is to know about this?
This place had a devoted fan base. People are in mourning over this, kind of like when we were talking about Faux Grand. It was in business for 42 years, and so long before people could get this meal kits or even the pre-made meals delivered to their house, you could go to Gourmet To Go and grab a grab-and-go entree and bring it home and cook it for your family, you know, heat it up for your family. They were also a really popular caterer. The owner, though, said on their website that today's retail business environment essentially led to them making the decision to shut down the business entirely. They did do a lot of catering boxed lunches, and the owner has said that they, like so many other industries, not just food related or catering related, were impacted by that and have yet to recover. A lot of people working from home, not getting those catered box lunches. And so that has its impact. So, they had their final day of business this month, and people are still sad about it.
Yeah. And just in like 15 seconds or so, Jessica, can you highlight one of the Metro East places that's opening?
Yeah. So, State Street on LaSalle really caught my eye. It's the first restaurant in Elsa, Illinois. People, if I said that wrong, don't come for me. Illinois. Since 2001, it looks really charming, total daytime spot.
Yeah. Well, Jessica Rogan is digital editor for St. Louis Public Radio, and Abby Lurico is STLPR's morning anchor and host of the Gateway Podcast. Thank you both so much for joining us today.
Always.
Thank you.
Today's episode was produced by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.